On today's show, Chinese automaker Chery sues Mercedes over using the EQ name. Ford comes out with a new variant of the Edge, and a number of Chevy dealers are offering several $1,000 discounts on the new Bolt. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Chinese automaker Chery is suing Mercedes-Benz over using the brand name EQ in China. Mercedes is using that brand to launch its lineup of green cars. But it turns out that Chery has been using the EQ brand on its electric car for the last 2 years. There is a tinge of irony in Chery complaining about trademark infringement. About 15 years ago, Chery was accused of directly copying the Daewoo Matiz, which was owned by General Motors. The Chery QQ was a dead ringer for that car. Yesterday, we reported how EV enthusiasts in South Korea are snapping up the Chevy Bolt, even though it hasn't officially debuted in the country yet. But car buyers in the U.S. aren't as giddy over the EV. Automotive News reports that a number of Chevy dealers in California have slashed the price of the car by as much as $3,000. And when government incentives are factored in, buyers are getting the Bolt for around $25,000, about $5,000 less than GM was hoping for. True Car data shows that nationally, on average, buyers paid $2,200 less than the sticker price in February, which is up from $1,400 in January. And this is not a good sign, since the Bolt has only been on sale in a few states for several months. And the company still faces competition from Tesla, which plans to start selling the Model 3 later this year. We'll be back with more news right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Hey, it's time for another Demon video. This one, called Lock and Load, is all about getting off the line as quick as possible. Rather than having to two-foot the Demon, it will come with a trans brake that locks the output shaft on the automatic transmission. It's triggered by using the paddle shifter, which is said to result in a 30% improvement in reaction time. There will also be a preload process that ensures engine torque is applied to the entire driveline all the way to the rear wheels. All this results in faster acceleration at launch, a reduced spike in loads to the driveline, and it allows Dodge to run a lightweight brake package on the Demon as well. Say, have you seen our new car review feature, 37 seconds in the Autoline Garage? If not, here's a taste of what you've missed.
This is 37 seconds in the Autoline Garage. Here are some secrets of the second generation Honda Ridgeline. Take the tailgate, for instance. Most of its competitors are pretty straightforward, but the Ridgeline opens both ways. They say it's dual action. Then, giving a quick look at the bed of the truck, you see, well, you don't see anything, unless you know where to find the secret in-bed trunk, where you can put everything from luggage to your favorite tailgate beverages. And speaking of tailgating, this truck is ready for any kind of party with its own in-bed audio system that you can control from inside the truck. But of course, the biggest Ridgeline secret is the way this truck drives, quiet and smooth. This has been 37 seconds in the Autoline Garage.
And to see more of our 37-second reviews, just head on over to our YouTube channel to watch the rest, or you can find them in the 37 seconds section of our website. Okay, technically this isn't a true barn find, since we spotted it on the streets of Santa Barbara in California, but it sure caught our attention. Even though it wears the patina of history, this car is in remarkably good condition. But do you know what it is? We'd love to see what you think in the comments section. Coming up next, Ford expands the Edge lineup, and Land Rover wants to put third-party customizers out of business.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Ford is expanding the Edge lineup with a new appearance package. Unique touches to the exterior include 19-inch wheels, grille, mirror caps, rear spoiler, and front and rear skid plates that are all painted in a dark gray color called magnetic metallic. The headlamp bezels and window trim also get blacked out. A deep orange theme can be found on the seat inserts, headrests, stitching floor mats, and dashboard. The new Sport appearance package will run just under $1,300 and will be available this fall. Customizing Land Rovers is a profitable business for aftermarket companies, but Land Rover's design director, Jerry McGovern, wants to put them out of business, literally. He told Autocar, and I quote, "Well, we're going to put them out of business through SVO. The opportunities we're creating there and the quality of our work are much better." SVO is Land Rover's special vehicle operations division, which creates special variants of its models, like the 25 Series 1 Defenders it brought back to life about a year ago. Well, we've got a great Autoline After Hours lined up for you later today. Joining John and Gary is Mark Allen, the head of design for Jeep. They'll be talking all about the new Compass and the interesting backstory about its design. So if you have any questions, just send them to viewermail at autoline.tv and then tune in live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time for some of the best insider discussion in the automotive industry. That's it for today. Thank you for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.